Bath County School Board met for its first meeting of the year with all new members on January 7th at Bath County High School. The first and only public comment was from Michelle Eldridge, a teacher currently at the high school since 2010, who moved previously from Virginia Beach, expressed hers and other teachers' concerns regarding retirement benefits. She said, quote,
"We would like to increase health insurance benefits for retiring teachers of 30 or more years in the Virginia retirement system through Medicare age. By increasing retirement health benefits, you incentivize early retirement of higher paid teachers by replacing them with first and second year teachers of lower pay. You also provide an incentive for teachers looking for jobs in this area to choose Bath County Public Schools, knowing that they can make this their forever home to retire reasonably."
Unquote. She then thanked the board for listening to her and the other teachers' concerns, and if they need any help in assisting formulating a plan, she is more than happy to help. Next, the school board had an organizational meeting, and board member for Warm Springs, Zach Burns, made a motion to elect Jimmy Hooker of Valley Springs as chairman. Burns also made a motion to elect Karen Heiss of Cedar Creek vice chair. Both passed 5-0. Jeff Graham of the Millboro District made a motion for appointment of clerk and deputy fiscal agent Sue Hirsch, appointment of deputy clerk Sharon Fry, approval of fiscal agent Justin Ryder, designate school board attorney as Chris Singleton, approval of superintendent designee, and approval of signatures in superintendent's absence is Allison Hicklin. These passed 5-0. For the VSBA Delegates Assembly, Clara Tennant of Williamsville made a motion to appoint Zach Burns. This passed across the board, and his elected alternate is Clara Tennant. Next were various advisory committees in which the board would indicate the interests that they might have. Clara Tennant volunteered for special ed, Zach Burns for technology, Jeff Grimm for career and technical ed, Jimmy Hooker for concussion management and governor school, and Karen Heiss for the calendar committee. For presentations and information, Dr. Mike Perry shared a slideshow and talked about the clubs at BCHS. He said every student is in at least one of the 24 clubs, and the most popular are Fire and Rescue, which has about 50 students, and also the club Help Save the Next Girl, which has over 50 members. Karen Heiss made a motion for the approval of Chris Phillips as tennis coach and Dennis Maddow as baseball coach. This passed 5-0. Next, Justin Ryder discussed the change in the payroll schedule and direct deposit. The revised schedule means that the staff will get paid the same dates each month, the 15th and the last business day of the month, rather than before when it was the last working day of the month. This passed across the board. Sue Hirsch requested that the board approve the Board of Supervisors to transfer $10,440 from instruction to administration to fund additional nurse services due to the specific health needs of students for the balance of the year. Hirsch also recommended looking into increasing nurse services at the two elementary schools. Burns made a motion to approve it, and this passed 5-0. Grimm asked the board to request another meeting with the Board of Supervisors before the scheduled budget meeting so they can all discuss things regarding funding. He also made a motion to direct Ms. Hirsch to contact the county administrator in an attempt to set up the meeting. This passed 5-0. The last action item on the agenda was an employee survey, which gives the school staff an opportunity or line of communication to the board. Jeff Grimm said, quote,
"I would like for us to set this on the agenda next month, and the five of us come up with some questions that we would like to send out to the school employees to survey and see what they need, what they want, changes that they want to see made, if any. There may not be any."
Unquote. The Bath County School Board's next meeting will be February 4th at 7 p.m. The public is always welcome to attend. For AMR News, I'm Abby Dufour.